Here's the Marketplace Index for October the 3rd. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 258 points today, a drop of 2.4% to close at 10,654. The S&P 500 down 32 points, 2.9%. Part of this is Greece. It has a new budget, but its debt will be higher than promised next year. And then there is American Airlines. Its stock is down 32% today, with concern a new economic downturn could mean bankruptcy. NASDAQ Composite Index down 79 points, 3.3%. The price of oil is the lowest in a year, down below $77 a barrel late today. There are the financial markets, and then there is the economy, where new data today does not fit the narrative that the U.S. is falling into a new recession. Factories did a bit more business in September, the first increase in 3 months, as recorded by the Institute for Supply Management. And what's this? Lots of people out buying new rides in recent weeks, pickups and SUVs in particular. Chrysler's September sales are up 27%, Nissan 25%, GM 20%, Ford up 9% in September. Auto analyst Michael Robinette points out that any bliss should be tempered.
Well, we've got to remember the vehicle manufacturers compare up against last year at this time. And last year at this time, we were just edging our way out of the recession. So this year, when we have a stronger performance, we've got to remember that versus last year, it wasn't really a fair fight. What we're really interested in is seeing this momentum that we're seeing through August and September continue through the rest of the year and into 2012. That will really be the trick of the tale.
Do you think the head of Chrysler sales was overstating it when he put out a statement today that had a line in it, something to the effect of, ain't no double dip recession going on around here?
Well, he's exactly right. And we've been trying to tell our clients and the general public that the automotive industry, interestingly enough, really, really took it hard during the last couple of years. Well, suffice to say, there's a lot of people that are driving older vehicles that really have to replace them. And that is very good news for the automotive industry.
There was particular strength with pickup trucks and SUVs. What do you make of that?
Well, certainly low fuel prices can help propel that market, but we also have to remember that the agricultural demand from the rural areas is still pretty strong. Commodity prices are still relatively strong in some of those areas, so that has been able to propel that market. And also, there's been some pent-up demand where a number of people that need those vehicles have not been able to replace them because of a number of economic issues. Well, that's starting to flow through now.
Analyst Michael Robinette at IHS Automotive in Michigan. And a big French-Belgian bank is teetering at the edge. Dexia holds tens of billions of dollars in the government debt of Greece and other troubled European countries. An orderly breakup is on the table. Now here's the Daily Pulse, where we check the health of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. Today our index is beating faster because of all the profits raining down from America's central banking system, the Federal Reserve. Dan Gross at Yahoo Finance tracked down the number for last year, $78.4 billion. That's the Fed's profit that it in turn dumped back into the United States Treasury on my behalf and yours. That's more than double the profit it generated in 2007, the year before the financial crisis. You can see how much the Fed gives back over the last decade and see how much fun we're having monitoring the pulse of the economy. What you do is go to the website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.